This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Hi, welcome to Diversity Dispatch, your local queer and rainbow podcast. Hello, hello. How is everybody?
Hello, hello, hello.
That's probably too much enthusiasm for like 9:30 at night.
Well, I'm usually more awake at 9:30 at night.
Same.
So this is my enthusiasm.
This is for the night owls.
Yeah. Cuckoo. No, that's not an owl.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Let's
move on from that.
Okay, so we sound effects. We were just discussing this with Arena, who works in the studio. Love Arena.
Yeah. Because we want to
start doing sound effects.
Yeah, and make the podcast, the radio show, more
funnier.
Yeah.
Because we're not funny enough on our own.
I think we are, but we just need that little boost. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're thinking, I was thinking, applause, sorry. Yeah, you know, the classic clapping. Ear horn.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah. Because I'm a YouTube kid, right? So yeah. I like just grew up mimicking all these sounds. Yeah. And the cat, you know. Yeah.
Oh, good golly gosh.
I looked at the time. It's fine. No swearing on the pod, guys. Please, you lead, because I'm so sleep deprived.
Okay. Yeah. So we're just trying to think of some sound effects that we could apply to our conversations in case we make a great joke or we want to like emphasize what we're talking about, or when I make a sad pun and it just doesn't land. So we want to have like crickets or
you want a crickets or broom.
Yeah. Something like that. So hit up the Instagram and let us know what.
Yes.
We should put a poll up, like, or a,
because we're indecisive, so we can say like the ones we pick out and then put them all, and then whatever gets the highest votes.
Yeah. We should also do like a poll and ask our audience.
That's at diversity.dispatch on Instagram, by the way.
Yeah. And we could also do like a poll and ask the audience what they want to hear from us this year as well.
Yes. And we have, what did we gain? Like 3 followers.
Woohoo.
Because someone put our thing in the drag chat.
Yeah.
So we have what, like 5 followers now?
Awesome. We're going to grow that. So all of our 5 followers.
Remember, you're in charge of that.
Yeah. I've still got to log in.
Oh my God. You still. Did you at least save the message where I sent you the login details?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so we're going to be diversifying on Diversity Dispatch this year.
We ballin', gang.
Ooh, we rollin'. They hit. I'm not going to do that. I'm too white for this.
They see me rollin'. They hit it. Okay. Yeah, that was my entire childhood, was that meme.
Yeah.
I remember like being in like year 5 or 6, just in class, and like all of us just like singing it together because, we all know it. And it's like exciting.
Yeah. Oh, classic.
Happy New Year.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
To those who celebrate.
Feliz Navidad.
Yes.
Happy Hanukkah.
Prospero años felicidad.
And... I can't think of any denominations at the moment.
Summer solstice.
Yeah, true. If you're into
those who celebrate Letha.
Yeah. And the Chinese New Year is coming up too.
Oh, yes. What else is there?
That's all I can think of, really, in terms of the holidays. Or if you're agnostic? No.
So agnostic is like...
Don't believe anything.
No, atheist is you don't believe
That's
in
right,
anything.
Yes. Agnostic is you believe in something, but you're not sure.
You believe in something, but it doesn't play a greater influence on you.
Yeah. And if you're atheist, happy holidays. And or if you didn't take a holiday because you had to work, then...
so sorry.
Yeah.
We appreciate all your hard work.
Yeah.
I have been there many a time. My dad was working really, really hard over the holiday season. And I saw how much it grated on him and wore him down. So, like, we feel you.
Yeah.
I've done my fair share of holidays.
Yep. And I was going to go back this week to work.
You're still not back to work?
No, because I, well, that's the thing. Well, that was the thing. I was going to go back this week, today actually, was going to, or tomorrow, but then my boss was like, actually, Samuel, you've got quite a lot of leave. It's probably best that you take it. Mm. So yeah, I don't normally take holidays and that's why I've got banked up so much leave. And then I had a mental breakdown from being overworked.
Good old menty bee.
Yeah. Woo.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah. And so I had to take time off for myself.
Mm.
And that is important. Taking time off, even for mental health and other things, is important as well. Yeah. Self-care.
I've recently decided that my mental health has improved because my sleep has gotten worse. Because when my mental health is bad, I'm just so exhausted all the time that I can sleep no problem.
Oh, right.
But when I'm actually feeling good, I have the energy to be an insomniac.
Yeah.
And that's why I got 3 hours of sleep last night.
Woo! Yay.
But I was reading a really good fan fiction, so it was worth it.
Do you want to tell us about that?
No.
Okay.
No, it's who cares? They know I read fan fiction now anyway. I gotten really into the Fallout TV series, which only saw for the first time recently.
Yeah.
But obviously, I think they only do a new episode like every month or so. Like, it's very irregular.
Yeah.
But it's like my new fixation.
Yeah.
And like all things that I have to, you know, feed the fix. I turn to fan fiction when the series runs out.
Do they have like a company?
Accompaniment,
you know, like comics or tie-in novels.
Oh, probably.
Because that would be a good thing to like expand
but
on.
But fan fiction is free.
Yeah.
And I'm supporting independent writers by liking their content.
Yeah.
And also like the ships.
Yeah.
The non-canon ship that I honestly, actually, you know what? I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
Because it's kind of gross. It's not that gross. It's not. To the wider public, it would be gross. But if you're, like, into fan fiction like I am, it's not that bad.
Yeah. Okay, good disclaimer. Here we go. I'm all prepped.
It's really not that bad. You just have to think about it for a second.
Okay. So, go on.
So, you know the ghouls in Fallout?
Is that, like, the main guy?
In the series, it's the main, like, the scarred-up guy.
Yeah.
Ship him with Lucy McClane, which is, like, the girl that got out of the vault.
Right.
In the series, right? Which, like, at first it's like, oh, he's way older than her and he's, like, kind of a mutant and everything.
Yeah.
But once you get past that and all the trauma.
Yeah.
Eh. It's the same vibe as people that – I actually saw this, like, in a note on one of the ones I read. It was like, this is the same vibe as Spidey Pool. And it kind of is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, you know, the old weathered guy.
Yeah.
That's pretty scarred up and traumatized. And then the sprightly kid.
Yeah.
Not kid.
Teenage.
They're in a Lucy Howard is like 26 or something.
Oh, right. Yeah. But yeah, I think Peter Parker, like, depending on which run of the comics it is, he's either a teenager or a young adult. But yeah.
But like, obviously, don't support underage anything whatsoever. But in this case, they're both consenting adults, even considering the age difference.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah. And also.
And it's way better than Maximus. I'm sorry. I don't like Knight Maximus. Yeah. He's a. I can't say that word.
Mm.
A twerp.
Mm. It's all, the other thing to take into consideration is also that men develop slower or later than women.
So dude, the girl's like 250 years old.
I know, I'm just trying to justify it here.
Well, because I'm of the opinion that if everyone's consenting adults and everyone's fully informed and understands everything, which is the key part here, is that they understand everything. And obviously your understanding can be impacted by your maturity and obviously your brain development, which comes with age. But I think if you meet all those prerequisites, then everyone's consenting and it's fine.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to for people to have different opinions to me, but that's sort of how I feel about that topic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I feel like is more prevalent in like American gay culture, where it's like all the 18-year-old twinks getting with the 50-year-old rich guys.
Yeah. all of a sudden, that just reminded me of a meme that I saw ages ago, and it was just like, oh, I want a sugar daddy, but I don't want to give him sugar.
I would do a relationship like that, but it would have to have like attachment. Like I couldn't just do sexual.
No.
It would have to be romantic as well.
Yeah.
But like, you know, to each their own. All the power to you if you just want
that. Just want the
sex.
The nookie.
The nookie. Where did that come from?
I don't know. It just crossed my mind.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone genuinely, like, sincerely use that word.
Isn't it in a song?
Is it? Probably.
I'm pretty sure.
But it doesn't count if it's in, like, media or anything,
yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Because it's not as sincere.
Yeah. But yeah. So I'm pretty sure it's something like goes along with, like, doing it for the nookie or something like that. I'm also mixing it up with a different song. But, like, anyway, that there's an old school term for fun times.
Like making... Just say woohoo like The Sims.
Oh, my gosh. How does that go? I haven't played it in so long.
It's just called woohooing.
Yeah. Okay.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Oh.
What?
Oh, just reminded me of another fact about The Sims is that, okay, so ages ago, Katy Perry, her music ended up and tied into a couple of the games. I think it was like House Party or something like that. And she actually had to re-record her songs in
Simlish. Yeah. Oh, it's always my favorite thing because I haven't played Sims in a wee while, but I used to be really into Sims 4. And not earlier this year anymore, last year, like mid last year, I was like going through another phase of being really into it. And I started recognizing all the songs on the radios and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was all these pop culture classics re-recorded in Simlish.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't remember any of the specifics now, but it was like, I had literally heard that song on the radio like 2 days ago. What the heck? But yeah, I think it's fun that they do that.
Yeah. I got Sims 4 for the PlayStation, and honestly,
PlayStation's the worst to play it on.
And also, and then I found out that like Sims 4.
Like any console.
Yeah.
And now it's free on Steam.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other thing is that I've also then read that Sims 4 is like one of the worst ones out of the series.
I think it's the worst if you've played all of them.
Yeah.
But if you haven't seen the better stuff, it's really not that bad. I've only played Sims 4 personally. Right. So like, I'm fine with it. It's just it's just what I know.
Yeah.
I would like to one day collect all the DLCs and everything, but I know that that's like tens of thousands of USD dollars.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing that one of the criticisms of Sims 4 was that they put a load of DLC into it that you had to pay for, whereas previous ones, it wasn't as expensive. And if there was downloadable content, it was more like bonus packs and stuff.
Well, it does depend on the content, but it is also pretty proportional to what it contains. So like you can get an expansion pack for $8 New Zealand that's like, I don't know, a fresh wallpaper color or something.
Yeah.
Like it's not much, but that's probably about the cheapest you're going to get. I don't like go out willy-nilly because they are like anywhere from $20 to $50 New Zealand for like an actual pack. So it's like a treat to myself. So I think I have like 5 of them, which I've collected over the years.
Yeah.
I want to get all the supernatural ones. So I've got the spellcasters, I've got the vampires, I've got the werewolves. I've got Strangerville, which is like kind of an alien. It's more of like an Area 51 kind of thing. But it doesn't come with any occult. You don't know what that is. You don't know what I'm talking about.
What did you say?
Occult Sims.
Like
a vampire or a werewolf or a spellcaster.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that there's one where you can get mermaids, and I want it, but I can't figure out which one it is.
Surely there's a Reddit forum that...
Oh, I haven't actually looked at it.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been in a position where I can buy another pack yet, but that's the next one that I'm going to get.
Alrighty.
Is the, the mermaid one.
Yeah.
Because I'm just really gay.
So gay. Homo.
You were, you, no.
Was that?
Nope.
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 I wasn't about to say that.
I don't know what you were going to say.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I am just flying by the seat of my pants today. Yep. I am just saying what comes into my head and hoping that it is cohesive.
Yeah. When you're playing The Sims, like, oh my, one of the fun things, like, as kids when we're playing The Sims was that, like, oh, it was, you could get the same-sex couples to hook up?
As a trans man, I loved when they added the configuration settings for gender because it means that you can set, like, their physical appearance and whether they can get pregnant and pee standing up and that sort of thing all separate to their gender and everything.
Oh, cool.
And like their fashion preference as well, as like dress, mask, femme, which I really appreciate.
That's cool. One thing that I, that just related to that, to completely switch to a different game that does not have that same ability and control, is that I got the recent Pokemon game, ZA.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And when you go to select your character at the start...
Isn't it like six to eight options?
Yeah, something like that. And they don't actually... Well, I couldn't see what the genders were for the different, you know, options. And...
Because I did have a little crack at it.
Yeah, it was like, really hard. So, some of the features, because of the way that the characters were designed, I thought, is this a male or a female
character? I mean, that's kind of progressive.
Yeah, but then, once you get locked into that, you can't...
The fashion choices.
You can wear the opposite... you can wear whatever, basically.
Yeah.
But you can't change the body type.
Yeah.
So once, if you...
because it's only the headshots, right?
Yeah.
So you can't pick the body type. Yeah. It's just luck of the draw.
And because they're like cartoony, like some of them are like, oh, that one could be a boy, that one could be
a
girl.
They all look the same.
Yeah. And then if
just put eyelashes on one of them.
Yeah. But the girls, you know, they have the female body and the boys have just a straight body. I was what happens if I accidentally had clicked the wrong one? I couldn't change back to a boy.
I mean, would it matter that much?
No, but I was just like, they should probably make it clearer.
Does it matter that much?
It has nothing to do with gameplay, but...
there's lots of different kinds of body types, and I don't think it should matter what one you play as. I don't care, honestly, when I'm playing games like that. Yeah. I care more about, like, the armor and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, even... Because, like, I've played, like, a teensy bit of Pokemon.
Yeah.
I've never cared about the fashion.
I just go with whatever they give me.
I'm more into the actual gaming.
Yeah.
I started playing Pokemon Leaf Green, the original.
I love that.
Because our mutual friend, Anarchy, lent me her Nintendo DS and the actual cartridge
I
don't know, the chunky guy.
Yeah, the cartridge, yeah.
What's the little disc one? But it's not a disc, but it's the little card. What are they called?
What do you mean?
Well, because, the one that I've borrowed, it's got, like, an insert at the bottom for the chunky cartridge guy.
Yeah.
And then it's got another in the top for, like, it's not a floppy disk, but it's, like, I don't know what it's called. It's the ones that, like, they say that you shouldn't lick because they made it taste horrible. Those things.
You've completely lost me.
The audience will know.
Yeah, I've got a 2DS/3DS.
This is a Nintendo DS Lite.
Yeah, so I've got the 2DS, which is the so they made the 3DS, which had the 3D screen, and then they made a 2D version of the 3DS, which still plays all the 3DS games, but it just doesn't have the 3D screen. So I got the 2D version because I was like, well, I'm never going to use the 3D thingy because it's just like a little, novelty, really. But the 2DS has just one slot and it can take DS games as well. So you just put them in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I could probably play Lee. Oh, no, no, if I would be able to, because if it's, oh no, if it's, maybe. Maybe I'll be able to play a DS game.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I've played exactly three Pokemon games for different amounts of time. I finished the like original storyline in Pokemon Shield.
Mm-hmm.
I chose Scorbunny as my starter, which I really loved. I love fire types.
Yeah.
I like fire types. But I found Leaf Green... Charizard is not my jam, personally.
Mm. Really? Oh, are they always...
Especially because the water gym is the second one.
Well, yeah. No. See, this is my thing was that whenever I played Leaf Green, Fire Red, the originals, I always started with Bulbasaur because grass is good against the first rock gym.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
And then it's also good against the water gym. So you've got.
I know.
But also I love. Oh, I love Bulbasaur.
So I was looking at it online and a lot of people were saying that like Charizard is like the most difficult one to play, but I had the easiest time with it.
Yeah. I mean,
and I did try the other ones.
Yeah.
And I was just terrible.
Yeah. To be fair, the original game's not difficult. You know, like.
No, I like with the Bulbasaur or I forget what the other one was.
Bulbasaur, Squirtle, and Charmander.
And Charmander. Because I tried all three of them.
Yeah.
For a bit. And Charizard was the only one I could get really far with.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, because Charizard's OP'd.
Oh, really?
Well, that's why, you know, it's a fan favorite. And so they, in every single game, they always give like Charizard extra like.
I mean, I did the same thing with Scorbunny in Shield.
Yeah.
I like pretty much just mowed down all enemies.
Yeah.
I miss Scorbunny or Cinderace that they evolved to.
Yeah.
I'm not a big, like, plushies guy.
Yeah.
But if I could get any Pokemon plushie, it would be Cinderace.
Yeah.
Love Cinderace.
I'm not a plushies guy, but I have a few.
You literally have a Charizard plushie that makes noises, and I feel like you'd take every opportunity to bring it out and show everyone.
No, the only reason I do that is because it lights up and it goes, charm, whatever. But if you leave, when you stop playing with it and stop.
It sounds sad, right?
Yeah, it's just like a goodbye, charm.
It's just like, all sad.
I'm just like, oh my God, I've broken
You've literally brought it out to show me the sad roar.
Yeah.
Do the roar.
Do the roar.
Do the roar. This is why we need the sound effects.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking Lion King then as well, with like Simba like rawr.
Oh, that was actually so cute. Yeah. I love the Lion King.
Me too.
That was probably like one of the first like influential movies I ever saw.
I watched that on repeat so much as a kid.
Same. I remember sitting down and like getting really upset trying to figure out how to rewind the VHS because I wanted to watch it again, or like we hadn't rewound it before we put it away, so I like put it in and it's not done. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know how to do it. I was like sub 6 years old, like, yeah. Trying to figure out the VCR.
Yeah. I've got a confession about that movie.
What?
Well, you know how everyone...
Do you simp for one of the lions?
No. Oh my God, no. This is more of an innocent thing.
Okay, good.
What's the one thing that a lot of people say about The Lion King?
I don't know. That it's sad?
Yeah. I never really got sad at Mufasa's...
You never got sad?
At Mufasa's death. I don't know why.
You heartless soul.
I was like, oh, I was shocked. I was more concerned about Simba. But then I was like, oh, Mufasa died. I wasn't like, oh, no, his father and blah, 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 everything like that. I don't.
Yeah, you know. I don't remember being super upset about it as a kid, but I definitely remember like rewatching it a little later on, like say closer to 10, and getting upset.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it is quite, the original animation, like in the musical score with it, was like, they really set it up to be quite a sad moment.
Yeah. I think the saddest part for me was that everyone in that situation was good. Mufasa was just trying to be a good dad, and he like did his absolute best and did lay down his life for it.
Yeah.
And Simba was just completely innocent as well, just being manipulated by Scar.
Mm.
And it's just like these two good characters that, because I haven't seen like the prequels or anything.
No, neither have I.
I've only seen the original, but it's like these good characters that would never do anything wrong, and then death.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's loosely based on Shakespeare.
Oh, is it?
Hamlet, I believe.
I haven't read it.
Yeah.
I read Macbeth in school.
Yeah, we did Othello. That was the one we looked at.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's loosely based on Shakespeare. So, that's a lot of like Shakespeare's, you know, good characters, bad things happen to them. That's the tragedy, you know.
Yeah, because it was tragedies or comedies, and comedies never really took off from recollection, because we did look a little bit when I took classics in high school. And it was like, yeah, no, like you were lucky if you got like one or two comedies that actually took off.
Yeah.
Like it was only the tragedies that got popular.
Mm.
But that was talking about like ancient civilization. But I assume it followed into Shakespeare times as well.
Yeah.
Because it was tragedies or comedies.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like, I think it was Ulysses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That did, what was it?
Oh, are they making them?
Medea. We studied Medea in classics, which I really enjoyed. And then I flunked the exam on it. Well, because I was so nervous about it, right? And I was like, I didn't sleep the entire, I didn't sleep a wink. And then like 2 hours before I had to get up, I was like, okay, I'm just going to watch the thing and hope that I recall something. So I put on the play, which is, I think it was like an hour, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I just watched it. And then I went to do the exam. And I just sat there and stared at the paper. And I was like, I can't do this. And I just sat there and waited the 40 minutes until they let us out. And then it started pissing down when I was walking home. Aww. So I got home and I was sleep deprived and I was drenched and just absolutely miserable. And classics was one of my favorite classes as well. So I was like gutted that I knew that there was, I don't think I wrote anything down on the paper.
Oh my gosh.
Like I literally just, I think I might've written like, I'm sorry. And, oh. And just walked out.
Oh.
And then she let me back into the class the next year because I explained that I was having a really rough go of it during the exam. She was like, it's okay. And she let me back into the class. Yeah. Anyway, that's our time for today. any closing thoughts?
No. Oh, wait, let's just, what shows and gigs are coming up?
Oh.
There is one at the end of the month that I'm in.
There's one this Friday, isn't there? At Inch?
Is it the first Friday or is that, no, that's already been.
No, because they're starting it up.
We don't know. We're going to look into this.
We'll repost things on our Instagram. Yeah. How about that? So see our Instagram for current diverse events in Dunedin.
And I'll log in and make sure that we get this promoted and get more than 5 followers.
Yeah. I think it's like 7 maybe. I know I said 5 earlier.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Anyway, goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Diversity Dispatch is a fortnightly show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Tune in next time on oar.org.nz or wherever you listen to your podcasts for more queer and diverse content. Over and out.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.